Very unfair. I believe it's unfair unless you're going to go back and test the pitcher who was pitching to him and the catcher who was catching and all the other. There's just too many uncertainties to take him, make him an example for what baseball-wide problem. I feel is more than way too unfair, and that's coming from a Sox season ticket holder.
The only thing he's going to succeed is being able to play this year, and then he'll probably be done. The 214 game ban is life it for him, anyways. I mean. He's done. He's not going to be able to take off that much time and come back and be able to play.
I used to think A-Rod was a great player and a hero, but now he's just nobody.
Summer of Shame continues this time. It's Alex Rodriguez. You heard the kid. Now he's just nobody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. 211 games. You would think if that holds up, because he's appealed it, he will never be in a baseball uniform again, especially for the New York Yankees. It makes no sense. So a lot of people in the world reacting to this story, in the United States anyway, as the politicians are off, the scandals are still salivating, waiting for the fall session to begin. And Mr. Juice, who's not on any juice, was 1-4 back in the Yankee lineup, and he was there for the loss against the White Sox, who beat the Yankees 8-1. He was booed when he stepped onto the field in Chicago, and he says he's the one who has to prove that he shouldn't get 211 games, which is a staggering amount. There are 12 others who got 50 games. So he got the biggest slam of all. So what happens with the arbitrator to decide Rodriguez's fate? It'll take maybe up to a month. Maybe up to a month. During his final at-bat in the eighth, by the way, he struck out looking, and the people in Chicago screamed at the top of their lungs, steroids, steroids. So the White Sox stop a 10-game skid, and the Yankees continue a little bleeding here and there because the Yankees are 9.5 games behind the Red Sox in the AL East, and they are 4.5 out of the second wild card spot, so it's not looking great for them. And I think that they want to keep Rodriguez now in the lineup if they don't have anyone else to put in there. And, of course, with Derek Jeter being injured, that's why that would happen. Even if they really, really want to dump him, they temporarily, anyway, hang on to Alex Rodriguez, who's sorting out his 211. That's just crazy. 211 games. Is it too much, or is it the right way to go? Matt Johnson here on the crew, of course, the glue of the show. Matt is a huge baseball fan, too, or sports fan. Is 211 wrong for this connection to Biogenesis? He's off getting a soda. All right, I think that 211 is certainly a lot of games, but because he was leading people to Biogenesis, because of some of the information that I believe that they have, I think it's a fair suspension. I mean, why should this guy who's profited massively off of his skills, some of his skills, off of the game of baseball and cheated and took that little extra edge, why should he get some mercy? It doesn't make any sense. I'm going to say I am completely okay with the 211, and when he appeals it, maybe that number gets knocked down a little bit, or maybe not. You know, you have a guy like Mark McGwire who lit everybody up when he chased after Roger Maris's 61 homers in 1961. He was going to break that record, and he did. And baseball kind of got back on its feet after being on strike, basically. and sending a lot of people away from the game and into other sports because they were so furious over what had happened with the fact that they didn't have any baseball. And there was Mark McGwire to bring the game back, nicest guy in the world, and yet he was taking some steroids, and he says he wished he was never part of it. He wished he was never part of any of that, era, especially the 90s, because the 90s was very, very big for finding a way to get the extra edge, whatever it took. And what a nightmare is right. Because what does that mean for Alex Rodriguez? It means through the end of the 2014 season, that's it. He wouldn't be able to be back. And Rodriguez says it's probably the worst time of his life. That completely makes sense. What a crazy, unforgettable day, I think, from the world of baseball. The suspensions at first, after talking about really going after violators, they really went after Biogenesis and knocked the whole house of cards down. Knocked it all down. So 211 regular season games. He has 72 hours to tell baseball he's going to appeal. His lawyer said he would appeal and pursue all the possible legal remedies available. So they're going to take this one as far as they can. He stays in a Yankee uniform for a while anyway. He's somebody that Joe Girardi needs to use because of in terms of where they are now, and for players appealing, of course, the Major League Baseball PA executive agrees that he should fight his suspension, but they tell you should fight any of your suspensions. The commissioner under the basic agreement, did he act properly in the amount of games that Alex Rodriguez got versus everybody else, which for the most part was 50. And some of them key players in their lineups. Key players. Nelson Cruz, one of them. Johnny Peralta, one of them. 50 games. They're taking the punishment now, so Rodriguez stands alone in his fight against baseball. Now, an interesting thing, the suspension caps a month-long period of suspicion, accusations, counter-accusations between Rodriguez, the Yankees, Major League Baseball, during which Rodriguez accused his team and the league of conspiring to void the remainder of his 10-year, $275 million contract. It runs through 2017, under which the team is obligated to pay him another $95 million. Ooh! So if the suspension is upheld and Rodriguez returns in 2015, he'll still have 3 years left on his Yankees contract, worth $62 million. Woo! He has a lot of reasons to fight, and he certainly has the resources to do it. Stay with us. Much more to come as we turn the page here on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
In the next couple of weeks, you'll notice this. That's a little bit more of a hassle at the airport. Al-Qaeda leader Zahawari is said to have ordered the terrorist attack that has led to this giant travel alert and the closures of 19 embassies. More of the details aren't quite available, but you wonder, was he setting us up on purpose because he knew that he was being listened to? In one communication, Zahawari, which is interesting, the Zawari, who stepped in for Osama bin Laden, gave very clear orders to the founder of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula to undertake an attack. So, clearly, the head of the terrorist group in Yemen was ordered to do something. And that led to the embassies being closed almost immediately. The what's interesting is the group has been linked to a foiled plot. Remember the whole Christmas Day bomber, the underwear bomber on the plane, Abdullah Mutallab, who had plans to blow up the plane. That, and also the other one in 2010 to blow up cargo planes with bombs hidden in printer cartridges. Thank goodness they stopped that one. So where is Zahawari's thought to be in Pakistan now at this point? The White House isn't saying too much, only that they could have come from the Arabian Peninsula, and that's why they took some of the actions that they took. So 19 embassies and consulates closed through at least Saturday. The embassies in Afghanistan and Iraq reopened Monday after a closure of 1 day, but they're looking and seeing what the hotspots are, and they're getting information to try and figure it out. What's really crazy is there were people in Congress who actually got briefed on the threat, and they said it looked like the chatter or streams of intelligence that happened right before September 11th, the attacks in the United States, that it's very, very similar. So that threat, as we know, came, you know, this threat now comes during a national debate over what really should happen with our surveillance programs to detect terrorist plots because of the overreach of the NSA. So now they have a threat. They've advised us. This is like washing your hands. Okay, here we go. We have a threat. We can't tell you many of the details, but we're advising you about it. So just so you know, we have a threat. Great. So are we supposed to avoid something? What are we supposed to do? Or is this strictly in the Middle East? And I think it's a little bit of both. So here we have the collection of domestic phone records, which is very controversial. It's like the third rail. And now we have some of the stuff that's been thrown out, like Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat from California. He's part of the House Intelligence Committee. He's one of the members on it. He says he wouldn't be surprised at all if the program contributed to uncovering the foreign-based plot involving primary targets like embassies and consulates. Did somebody write that for him? That's the part of it that I don't like, that doesn't add up to me. So for the NSA, boy, it sure is a good story, isn't it? Just when we lost interest in everything concerning the NSA and surveillance, they reel us back in. Are we being duped? Are they pulling the wool over our eyes, trying to contain or direct the flow of information? And all we can do is second guess. That's all we can do. Right or wrong? You know, is it right? Is it wrong information? We don't know. And it's very sketchy information, which is, to me, I keep saying it, is the worrisome part of it all. If you're going to, if Jay Carney's going to say, okay, the public's been warned, you're warned, then you got to give us a little something-something. You're warned of what? That we've closed the embassies, but geez, we're going to be okay wherever we're living in the United States, or no, we should get ready to arm up, or we should stay out of public places, or we should what? We can't finish the sentence. So that's very frustrating. Very frustrating. All right, speaking of being frustrated, the Republican National Committee Monday said that NBC and CNN are promoting a potential presidential candidacy by Hillary Clinton. Then they're threatening to blackball them from future Republican primary debates if they continue to go in the same direction. If they continue to support this, then they're saying, yeah, we'll show you. We'll do it our own way. So Rentz Priebus, who is the RNC chair, called a planned NBC miniseries on Clinton and a CNN documentary on the First Lady as an extended commercial for a future presidential campaign. In making that charge, the RNC raises a common complaint among Republican activists that news and entertainment industries favor Democratic candidates. Well, no kidding. That's nothing new. It's not new. Now, the NBC miniseries called Hillary, starring actress Diane Lane, is being filmed. It's already, some of it's in the can. No air date was announced, but it's supposed to be released before the presidential election. NBC says the four-hour miniseries will follow Clinton's life and career from 98 to present. So, were they right to jump all over this? They were right in a sense. Here's where they were right, because they're getting headlines. Look, we're talking about it on America Tonight, and I guarantee there are other talk show hosts that are talking about it all over the place. So they shine a spotlight on a tricky deal with the television news and how the entertainment wing of the network can cause lots of problems for the separate news division. I guess that's what they were talking about in keeping the news division separate, not wanting to mingle them. And NBC Entertainment is separate from NBC News, but both are part of NBC Universal, which, of course, Comcast got from General Electric in 2011. So, do they win this tricky debate? I don't know. Right now, I'm going to say maybe not. It depends on when they air it. If they air it now, it's forgot. I think it's forgotten by the time you get to an election. If they air it closer to when the election is, well, then that's completely different. Completely different. Because then you could say, well, that's not equal time, and that doesn't make any sense to me, and why is that happening? I get it. I get it big time. I'll tell you one thing I don't get. How many of you, if you live in Los Angeles, if you live in Chicago, if you live in Dallas, if you get Time Warner, you're not getting Channel 11 or Showtime because they're having a tug of war over it. They're having a tug of war. And it's ridiculous, but it's brutal to watch it and realize when you're saving episodes of things, they all go. They all are packed away with the internet stuff. So, unfortunately, that is not good news. It's not good news. If you have any good news, like a birthday, as I mentioned in our last segment, or something else, some cool story you want to share with me, you can do it so easy. Just go to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Click on contact, put a header on it, and then you are good to go. Just give me some details, and you are good to go after that. You know, the with all the things, the Arab Spring and all that stuff in the Middle East, very sad to watch what's happening with Turkey. Talk about a political divide. They, the prosecution of former generals and parliamentarians and journalists have become contested, a contested symbol anyway, of the division between the government supporters and the others who would be more secluded than that. But I don't think that political divide is going to be crossed or solved anytime soon, because Turkey looks like it's ready to explode. And who do you think is going to be there to pick up the pieces? Hang with us, folks. Coming back with much more here on America Tonight.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. a whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Summer. Politicians split D.C., still talking about some things on the national shows, but pretty much it is what they call the dead time in the sport of politics, because it's vacation time or going back and spending more time in home states, although some people hang around Washington. I think that's part of the problem. Not enough of the people who represent us stay in one place. They're in and out so much and so fast and so quickly, boom, show up on Tuesday, sometimes take a vote, not there for a vote, depends on what it is, that the that's caused a huge problem. Like, there's not enough interaction between different parties and you know, going out, just hanging with the family, whatever, because they don't even live there. All right, I'm going to jump on the soapbox right now. I'm going to head to the mailbag instead.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from George in Illinois, who says, Alex Rodriguez's suspension is ridiculous. Frankly, I could give a hoot about professional sports, though I have to say, you have filled me in on some things, Ms. Delaney, and I do find that part of it interesting. My son, who is a huge sports fan, actually gets a big chuckle out of it when I repeat some of the things that you've said, because he knows I don't know anything and I don't pay attention. But I will say I have followed this whole performance-enhancing drug nonsense, and I think it's good that baseball leveled Alex Rodriguez, who seems to be an arrogant kind of chap, with 200-plus games. Did he deserve it? Who knows? But in the court of public opinion, I bet more people are against A-Rod than for A-Rod. Count me as one of them. This one comes to us from Vince. Vince says, America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Alex Rodriguez should not have been given the sentence he was given. For goodness sake, what did he do? Sell heroin to children? Did he run over someone when he was drunk with his car? Did he gamble on the great game of baseball? No. Why he didn't get a 50-game suspension, I'll never, never understand. Shame on Bud Light. Way too much, buddy. And hey, I'm no big fan of Alex Rodriguez. All right, so two different points of view there. He wasn't the only one who was leveled with some kind of a suspension, but the suspension was far more severe than what the other players got. And most of the other players, boom, they're serving them because they want to get out and get through the season. In fact, Nelson Cruz, who's a pretty big name for the Texas Rangers, got the 50-game suspension immediately. That was it. He was going to, you know, that's it. He's not going to play. He's going to start serving the suspension. And Cruz said, I made an error in judgment that I deeply regret. I accept responsibility for the error. I should have handled the situation differently. And my illness was no excuse. And apparently he had some kind of gastrointestinal infection that was undiagnosed at the beginning of 2012. So that made him unsure if he would be physically able to play again or not. And that's why he took the PEDs. But the suspensions, they say, are very equal with the joint drug agreement. And they had intensive negotiations to hammer out the points and get it done. And this would be Major League Baseball Players Association Executive Director Michael Weiner. He was part of this. The union members said they made it clear they want a clean game and to discipline all the players who fall into this category. Wow, how about that? All right, we have another one from Stan who says, Alex Rodriguez is a little bug that should be squashed. He ripped off the people who rooted for him, especially the younger people. And in the end, he did not live up to the great hype that was out there with Alex Rodriguez. Well, yeah, so if Rodriguez is challenging the suspension, his appeal would be heard by an arbitrator. And at least for now, he's temporarily playing. He's, you know, in other words, he's with the team, and who knows, until they finally rule on that, he can continue to do that, and that's definitely what he's doing. One more A-Rod, and that's it. This one from Jill Bob, who says, Alex Rodriguez is a scumbag. I don't know how else to say it. I've heard you use that word before. He's not a good guy. He deserved the suspension he got. He should serve it, shut up, and then try to come back to the great game of baseball that he let down. Nobody forced him at gunpoint to do what he decided to do. So why should we feel sorry for him? Why should we feel sorry? Here's one completely unrelated from Sue in the great state of Florida, who says, Kate, it's been a long time. I'm sure you caught this, but just in case you didn't, did you see the thing about Tawana Brawley beginning again as she falsely accused a man of rape? Could that not be the most heinous thing you could do, because it hurts other women who have had something horrible happen to them? And anybody who wants to pull off the same thing, they better have all of their stories straight. So, Tawana Brawley, check this out. Last week, a judge in Virginia, where Brawley now lives under a couple of different assumed names and works as a nurse, was ordered to pay $3,700 from, basically 6 months worth of her wages and have them paid to the company ASAP. So when Brawley was 15 years old, she was found in a trash bag with racial slurs written on her. She told police that six white men had abducted, brutalized, and raped her for 4 days. Her handlers, including a relatively unknown minister, which was Al Sharpton at the time, accused a prosecutor of handling the case badly. A grand jury concluded that Brawley's story was a hoax the following year. So this crazy story has been playing out in the media for far too long. Oh, far too long. Here's another one. This one from Joe listening to us in Pennsylvania. Because this is buried back in Pennsylvania, I know you have relatives in and around the area. Kate, did you see the story about the three people who were killed when somebody opened fire on them at a municipal building? Yeah, I didn't see any of the clips of anything, but I did read the story. A bunch of people were injured right before, I guess, 7:30 or so during a township meeting. A guy that came in decided to shoot randomly and was conscious and taken out on a stretcher following the shooting. So he was captured, treated at a hospital, and placed on lockdown. Woohoo! That's the good news there. And I guess that's the question. The question is, did you see it? Boom. And, you know, there's the rest of the story that we know of anyway. But how crazy is this? After the accusations, it goes away. And now, you know, is all forgiven? Or do people get stuck with that kind of in their craw that she was able to, with a straight face, try and pull that off? Here's one from Cartwright, who says, Kate, I get CVS. I live in Dallas, Texas, and I haven't been able to get it no more for the last couple of days. I thought, boy, did I pay my bill? I called, I had. It had nothing to do with anything other than CVS is in a bitter shakedown standoff, whichever point of view. It's in its fourth day, has left all these paying customers without favorite programs in a channel blackout, is what they call it, that could last for weeks. So about 3 million Time Warner cable customers in Los Angeles, New York, and Dallas have a blue screen where they are used to CBS Showtime programs. And Showtime Networks is a division of CBS. So what a crazy cockamamie thing to have happen. And the answer is, I don't know what the answer is. Because they're always going to come up with this. Well, we need to get a little bit more money out of education. We need to do this. Now, the list is ever growing. Let's put it that way. The consumer, the advertisers, everybody pays more. So if they don't come up with a resolution, it's the consumers who are paying the price. They're paying the price for this nasty piece of business. Unfortunately, Time Warner, CBS, halting conversions to bring the conversions and conversations to bring the blackout to an end. Wow. They say could last anywhere from 10 days to 6 weeks. That means in those big cities, that will cut into football time, my friends. Thanks for all the notes. You can send me one, americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Moment, and that's how we start We Can Count. The Japanese owner of a Renoir painting that was stolen from his home in 2000 was surprised to find out that Sotheby's in London sold it for more than $1 million in February. The oil painting is called Madame Valtat. It was signed by the famous French Impressionist in 1903. That's some history for you. It was taken along with five other works from the Tokyo man's house back in August of 2000. And the art collector, who didn't want to be identified, informed the police after noticing in March that it had been stolen and sold at auction for $1.6 million. So, a thief. And it's crazy. This whole art thief thing is amazing. Sometimes just brazenly going in and stealing it right off the wall and getting away with it. In this case, they obviously busted into his house and they were able to steal it. But how strange is this? The painting's owner wants to get his piece back, but he might have trouble identifying who bought it because Sotheby's keeps client information confidential. Strange. Wonder why they can't force them to turn that over. I mean, if they tell him, listen, this is a stolen painting that you just sold, you would think there would be a way to get that. Of course, Sotheby's probably has the world's greatest lawyers, and they would say they wouldn't do it, that they wouldn't give up the list. So that battle could go on for a long, long time. This is sad. There's a government program, and we've actually talked to people on the air about this program. There's a government program that's supposed to give preference to service-disabled vets But unfortunately, like so many other things, there is lots of fraud involved. So the Service Disabled Veterans Operated Small Business, that's a mouthful, program was created in 1999 to open federal contracting to wounded warriors who were hard to employ. Instead, the program has, in part because of a guy like Warren Parker, who's a contractor in Kansas City, his firm is Silver Star Construction. They got $5 million in contracts through the program. They say that this guy has a heroic resume. He has 3 Silver Stars, 3 Purple Hearts, Bronze Stars. He even kept a diary of sniper kills that he purportedly got in Vietnam, but it turns out it was fake. So, boy, he looks good on paper. Huh, are you kidding? Look at all that hard work. But instead, he spent the entire Vietnam War in the United States. He was a National Guardsman. But until somebody called about his lie, nobody knew. Because he falsified the information, it did eventually lead to an indictment and a prison sentence. But the Veterans Administration had relied on self-certification for the program. So they trusted the people who applied to be honest about their service injuries. Are you kidding me? How sad, but it's so true. Don't you think you have to verify things now because of what people will do to take advantage? So the VA has made changes to the certification process for the better. In 2011, they changed it for verification. So this other sad part is some firms just dropped out of the program. But how many? 10,000 firms? So how much fraud was there? That's nuts. Yeah, then you've got the case of another disabled vet, Braulio Castilla, who got special preferences through the same group when he got the largest contract in IRS history, $500 million, for IT services, $500 million. Did you hear the word I said? And this is your money and my money, remember? His disability, a twisted ankle at a military prep school 27 years ago. In his application for the contract, this is what this guy wrote. These are the crosses that I bear in my service to our great country. Wow. So when he testified in a congressional hearing about the contract in June, I love this, Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, a double amputee Iraq war vet, tore into him. And bravo, that should have happened. So now, once again, here we are trying to make up for the lack of oversight in an important area. And they're figuring out what can they do to reel this problem in. This was a story, by the way, that the Washington Examiner broke, and it's, to me, it's shocking. But it might be the saddest story that we've done in a very long time. Because what about the people who really are applying and really have a disability? Those people get shuttled to the back of the line. And the fraudulent people, instead, are getting the checks written to them. The people in Washington, the authorities, say that Houston, say a man turned the tables on 2 bank robbery suspects. Check out this story. Who had abducted him and his wife by pulling a gun on the unsuspecting couple and shooting them both, killing one of them. And so what happened is the suspects knew that the woman worked at the First National Bank in Columbus, Texas. They abducted her and her husband at gunpoint at their house north of the city on Thursday, drove them back last week to the bank. The suspects forced the woman to take an undisclosed amount of money from the bank, then forced the husband to drive them in his truck down Highway 71. It was then that the husband grabbed a gun that was in the truck, fired at the suspects. There was a 911 call. They found both suspects lying on the ground near the truck, suffering from gunshot wounds. They were taken to different hospitals. One of them was pronounced dead. The other suspect hospitalized in critical condition. So investigators didn't release the couple's name or say how much money the woman was forced to take from the bank, any of that kind of stuff, but how what a shakeup that would be, and what a brave thing to do. Very, very brave. Very, very scary, because they say do not ever get in a car with anyone. All right, this was a story that I read just a couple of days ago when I was on vacation. Connecticut cops say a 10-year-old boy called to say he was considering jumping from a car his father was driving while under the influence. 49-year-old Owen Gilman from Warwick, Rhode Island, hit another car Wednesday night on Interstate 95. The unidentified motorist in the other car was hospitalized, his condition still not being published. Gilman was charged with reckless driving, driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs and other offenses. It wasn't clear if, you know, where he goes from here. The Rhode Island State Police first got the call from the boy who said he was with his 12-year-old sister. The children were treated for bumps and bruises, and police say that Gilman was uninjured and arrested when he failed a field sobriety test, and he's being held on $35,000 bail. Boy, that's a depressing story, isn't it? Kids in the car, driving smashed out of your mind, the potential damage to other people, but your own children, oh, that's awful. That's terrible. And so you got to figure, has this happened before to them? Possibly. Possibly it has happened. And finally, our last story, number one party school in the United States. Ba-ba-da-da. You know what it is? The University of Iowa, the top title as the nation's best party school, even though Iowa City has tried to make its bar seem less hospitable, especially to underage drinkers. The Princeton Review bestowed that high honor with the top ranking Monday on a list determined by 126,000 students in a nationwide survey. The top five: University of California, Santa Barbara, University of Illinois at Champaign, West Virginia University, and Syracuse University. How about that?
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.